Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. Richard Serrett sitting in for George Norrie. Follow me on Twitter at Richard Serrett, S-Y, because I love you, R-E-T-T. Maurice Amdor is a medium, clairvoyant, psychic, and numerology expert. He's done over 50,000 readings and traveled the globe with his work. Maurice claims to have made predictions that include Donald Trump winning the U.S. presidential election, Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming governor of California, George W. Bush being re-elected for a second term. He's a regular psychic reader on Spirit and Destiny magazine, where his predictions for political figures as well as the hottest celebs are published. Maurice, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
Good morning. Well, good morning or good night. I'm not sure. For me, it's about 6 a.m. I'm really good. I messed up the dates and I traveled to the Canary Islands where I am now. So I got in about 5-6 hours ago and then realized that I'm doing this. But I'm very pleased to be doing it. Don't get me wrong. But it's lovely and warm here.
So fantastic. All right. So I'm always curious whenever I speak with a psychic or a clairvoyant or a medium, anyone that has these gifts, when it started for them, when did you know that you had these abilities?
Well, first of all, the thing that would be the most honest thing to say is I didn't know that everybody else didn't. That's the crazy thing. You see, if you look at children, when they're babies, sometimes they're talking to spirit or they seem to be talking to a little friend or whatever, and they don't know that you can't see their little friend. Have you ever seen a little girl maybe having a little tea party on her own and she's talking to her best friend who's not there? Have you ever
sure.
seen that? It does exist.
Yes.
A lot of children are still attached to the spirit world. I never knew that everybody wasn't like me. So when I used to say things, I didn't attach any meaning to them. I would have said 3 or 4. It was when it would have maybe been noticeable, but I didn't notice it. Other people did. And also, a lot of them didn't like it because, you know, if you're speaking to an uncle of, say, 50 and you're 4 and you know his private business, that could be a little bit annoying or frustrating, couldn't it?
I'll bet. So,
yeah. I had the abilities functioning from, the really early years. Around the time I went to nursery school is when it first started.
Do you remember the first time maybe you shocked your parents with something that you knew or saw?
I was always very close with my father, and I was very lucky, and my mother, but with my father, I was very lucky because he treated us children, as it were. I was talking about this with my niece and nephew on the airplane flight, and he treated us as adults, and he communicated with us from day one like we were grown up, and like we were his friends as opposed to his children. So with my father, I started telling him things and saying this or that would be okay from about 3 or 4. But he always treated me as a grown-up. For example, if you were upset as a child or you had an accident or you did something, you say, why did you do that? He wouldn't slap you or scream. He'd say, what did you do that for? What was your reason? You know, because if a kid might break a pencil or drop a remote control or spill something or do something or throw a tantrum, but he would want to know why. He'd say, why did you do that? And he was ever so clever. Another couple of things he did, when I was about 4, he made me drink whiskey because he knew I'd vomit. And I've been teetotal my entire life. When I was about 6, cigars were the big thing. So he made us smoke them. And none of my brothers smoke. He's very clever, my father, in a very subtle way. But he treated us like we were grown up.
Right. Did you ever shock your parents by letting them know that you knew ahead of time a relative maybe had passed on?
Yes. Well, there's a few of those. When we go back into my childhood, there's a few that stand out for me. I don't know if they stand out for them. But one evening, about 7 or 8 in the evening, midwinter, which in London, maybe it was 5 in the evening. It's very pitch black and freezing cold in the winter time, you know, the winter months. And so I remember saying to my mother, Daddy's had an accident. And she looked at me as if, you know, why would you say something like that? And then said, I'm going. And I ran out of the house about a mile to where he was. Thank God he was okay, but the car was smashed to smithereens. He just had a small cut. But I saw it in my head, and I didn't know that other people didn't do that. So that was the first, that's one of the times. Then another time, the phone was ringing. Oh, I said, that's only to tell you uncle passed. Well, I didn't say passed. I think I said died or he's dead. And my mother slapped me because it's not a very nice thing to say. And then, of course, when she opened the phone, when I say slapped me, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make a court case here. She just, you know,
right,
slapped me on the face gently. How dare you speak like that? You know, I don't want to misrelay the sentence. But, of course, when they answered the phone, that's exactly what had happened. And then when I was at school in the 4, 5, 6 area of age, because I don't know what you call those. You've got all sorts of different names in your schools for the years. We just, you know, go to school about 4 and a half, 5. I'm born in August, so I was always 1 year behind. I was the youngest kid in the class, if that makes sense. But anyway, The teachers would get frustrated because I knew what was going on in their personal lives, and I was able to link in with their minds a little bit. So the teachers would bring something up to try and separate themselves from the children in order to gain control. And I already knew more about certain things than they did, not because I'm so clever, but because I was able to link into some kind of ethereal energy pot. I have the moon in Aquarius, and most Aquarian people with sun or moon Aquarius can do that. Not that other signs can't, but I can link into things. One evening, as an adult, though, I was sitting in a hotel in London, the Mayfair Hotel, waiting for a friend of mine called Fred Dreyer, the football player and
film
TV actor. And
yes.
Hunter. He was upstairs doing something, and I was sitting there. I mean, he and I have been close since I was 18. He's a wonderful man, but an amazing, you know, he's got the same birthday as Sylvester Stallone and the same kind of physique. There's no aging there. They don't age, those guys. They train every day, restrict their diet, and everything. So I'm waiting in the foyer there for about an hour, and I'm chatting to this guy who I've never met because I'm a talkative kind of fellow, and he was a nuclear physicist. And I found myself being able to converse with him on anything and everything he was talking about to do with his work. And, of course, I don't know diddly about nuclear fusion or any of it, and yet I knew all of it in all the terms. He said, have you studied this then? I said, absolutely not. I'm linking with something. I don't understand it myself. But I understood it in the moment. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, that's
crazy.
Remarkable.
And I have that even now. So it doesn't matter what subject it is, I'm able to understand the person that I'm next to or speaking to or around and how they're thinking and what their life is about, no matter what field they're in. It's very odd.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You mentioned Sly Stallone.
Sorry. Yes, of
You mentioned
his mother, Jacqueline, was one of the greatest astrologer, clairvoyant mediums to ever walk on this planet.
Really?
Unbelievable. Mind-boggling. Now, it was interesting because when I first met her, she was the 29th of November, 1921. But around the time I met her, I also met about a half a dozen major celebrities who were all born on that birthday. Because every now and again, we go into a field of energy that draws towards us people born around the same time. So I was very close with an actor called Jeff Fahey, who did The Lawnmower Man and then later Lost and about 200 other appearances. And then Kim Delaney from NYPD Blue, who's also the 29th of November. And then the blonde that used to be married to Chris Pratt, Anna Faris, 29th of November. They all circle around you at the same time. Well, that's what happens to me. And I'm sure it happens to others. People don't even realize. And it's funny.
Right.
I was saying to my nephew-in-law, that's my niece's husband. That's who I flew out with. They're in a different apartment. But I was saying, look at this. You're a Leo, I'm a Leo. We're both wearing light blue tracksuits. And then we did a thing on the airplane where we checked anyone in a light blue tracksuit and asked when their birthday was for a bit of fun. And every single one was a Leo that was wearing a light blue tracksuit. And I found that people born under the same sign often wear the same color or doing the same thing at the exact same moment. I've got an even bigger one than that for people. This is quite fun. They can check it out. Usually, wherever you are, anywhere, doing anything, right next to you is somebody else with either the identical or a day apart birthday, right next to you in that place. So, for example, if you're in a restaurant celebrating your birthday and say, I don't know, March 6th, two other people in that room will be March 6th. And if it's not just a restaurant, it could be anywhere. You could be in a chemist, you could be anywhere, pharmacy, you could be at a convention, but you'll find that people who are born on the same day are doing the exact same thing.
That's remarkable. Well, I'm going to test that out next time I'm at the ball game to see
the
Blue Jays.
Well, you'll find it fascinating. Also, one of the reasons over the years I was able to predict the outcome of ball games, which I haven't done for a little while, is by reviewing the birthdays of all the players and then checking who's in the time frame of winning. This works in boxing and many other sports. Also, when we watch feature films, this is quite interesting, every movie that was ever a major hit, even if there's an ensemble cast, will have perfect astrology. For example, let's take Greece. The two leads in Greece are John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
John Travolta is Aquarian. Olivia Newton-John is a Libra. And major events tend to be around perfect astrology. So let's go to the recent incident at the Oscars. One other thing, because you like conspiracy, don't you? This is a little fun fact. I don't know if you know this, but do you know that this year's Oscars were sponsored by a major drug company who've just released a major push on an alopecia drug?
Yes, that's going around. The word on that is going around. Isn't that interesting?
Here's what's so funny about it. The whole incident revolves around Jada Pinkett Smith, 18th of September, who's a Virgo, week of the literalist. And, of course, she's been suffering from alopecia. Funny that her alopecia was the main talking point. The next thing that was funny was that Chris Rock is the 7th of February, therefore he's an Aquarian. And Will Smith is the 25th of September, so he's a Libra. He's a Virgo Libra cusp on the Libra side. So in order to make the perfect impact, negative or positive, you've got an Aquarius and a Libra, just like you had in Greece with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, making those Oscars one of the most famous Oscars that ever happened, and I'm sure helping that drug company as well. Funny that, isn't it?
Now, do you see those matchups
everywhere, by the way.
Right. I'm just going to...
Sorry.
I was just going to say, in terms of, you know, business relationships, because earlier I quoted J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan said that millionaires do not use astrology. Billionaires use astrology. So how prevalent?
This is quite it's very prevalent, because I was going to go into what happened to me. Most of my former years, as a psychic person, when I stopped acting due to disappointment of getting one of the best roles that exists for a man on earth, and then, it's a fun little story, it won't take very long. Back in the 80s, I was going to be an actor because I had a certain look at that time. I looked very similar, actually, than Daniel Craig, but without the big ears and the big nose. Same height, very similar. There are pictures online of me at that point in time. Anyway, and I went up for the thing that he eventually got. But at the time, Cubby Broccoli wouldn't use anyone under 6 feet. I was about 5'10 and a half. And but later on, Daniel Craig was cast. I think he does a lovely job. Now, why was I talking about this? There was a reason. You asked me something about...
Oh, we were talking about how maybe casting directors might use astrology or business people.
I was going to go into that. That's right. So here's what happened. So we were talking about billionaires and millionaires. So anyway, what I was going to get to was astrology, numerology plays a massive role in how people are cast, what happens in movies. But we were talking about billionaires and millionaires. So before I was ever working professionally as a psychic, I was an actor. I then quit. And around the time I quit bothering with acting, I started traveling the world doing events and festivals as a person learning their craft. I sort of tread the boards and I hardly charged anything. And I did thousands upon thousands of readings for people to make sure that I got better and better and better. I went all over the world and did these events, especially all around my country and then Europe and then America. Anyway, the point was that I honed my abilities to interact with people and lost my embarrassment and started to say it as it was. You know, I never held back anymore. I never really held back too much anyway, but I started to really tell people what I got instead of hiding it or trying to circumvent it. I would give them the real information. But what happened was, early in my career, for no reason whatsoever, multi-billionaire people started to approach me. And I didn't realize what that meant. I was very naive because all the time I was thinking about how I want a career in the media and my ego was involved. So instead of initially bothering very much with them, I was more interested in celebrity, which of course I now realize that the millionaires and the billionaires run the world and celebrities are just figureheads for whatever brand it is they're pushing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.